So last night, Ed shared a little bit about how we initially met, and I think it was true. So during the student awakening, some of you went, and I went to Kansas City. And one of the evenings, Shin is very observant. So I've seen him do this many times. So in a group where there is prayer, he wants to, to get the most out of it. So he'll tell me, like, get a prayer from that guy. One time we were in Pensacola, we were out on the balcony just to observe what's happening. And the ones where they were super anointed, people around them fell like sheaves. Like, oh, it's over there. Let's go down there. And, So I remember hanging out with him, and he says, see that man in the vest? And at that time, Ed's back was turned. He was praying. He goes, you got to get prayer from him. Go. And that's how I met. It wasn't hello. It was getting prayer. And so that's our initial contact. And that's fitting because he is a man of prayer. He prays for us. On a regular basis, he prays for us. And I take prayer as the preeminent language of love. Because Jesus prays for us. Because prayer is birthed out of love and concern and delight and wanting the best. That's the language of love. And so God prays for us. Jesus prays for us. The Holy Spirit who loves us in us is interceding for us with groans. And so there is no greater friendship than a friendship bonded in prayer. And the wonderful thing about prayer is you could be anywhere in the world. You could love people from a distance. And so I am just so thankful for Ed and Linda. We get to bless them, we pray for them, and they pray for us. And that is a beautiful friendship. So more than anything, I just appreciate so much of their friendship, their love. Their papa and mama's heart, they're so prophetic. At the same time, very gentle. So you got to listen very carefully. If there's a little rebuke, it's going to come gently. But listen, a little correction, listen, don't be offended. I don't think he's going to do that today, but just in case, there are times when I listen, I go, ooh, that was so sharp. And the person that was directed to, they go, oh, that was wonderful. I go, oh my gosh, they didn't get it. But anyway, the words he's going to share is going to really bless us. So I'm just going to ask Ed to come on up, and we're going to bless him in prayer. Perhaps he'll introduce Linda, who is amazing. Yeah, that's both of them. She is amazing. They're not in any competition, but anyway, I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth and say something I'm going to regret, but Linda, the words are rich and nutritious, delightful. If gold was an edible food, it's like eating gold. I mean, it's amazing. Gold and truths. And so, Lord, we thank you. So would you extend your hands toward them? We're going to bless them. Lord, we just thank you for their availability. Their deep humility, birth out of not some kind of virtue, but birth out of a deep relationship with the one who is humility, the one who is love. They are so steeped in the life of Jesus that Jesus exudes, Jesus manifests, Jesus shows up. And so, Lord, when we see them, when we are with them, Lord, we get them, but we also get you. We get you, Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you so much. We appreciate you so much for sending your friends, your servants, to celebrate our anniversary. And so, Lord, our time is with you. We want to hear together. We want to celebrate together. We want to lean on you together. So be with Ed and Linda. Be with all of us today. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes. open. Say hello.
John, I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. We should let them sing first.
That's right.
Let's just really fast. Okay, wait a minute. Let me explain something. See, there's a reason why I don't preside on Sundays. If you know, it's Pastor Tom, Holly, Helen, I, because I have the gift of forgetting. So do not invite me to do your wedding, because I will forget certain steps, all right? So anyway, I just thank you so much. I'm just going to ask Andrew to maybe share a little bit about the future, and then you could introduce the song and sing. Thank you.
So we still have a missionary calling. We spent 25 years, so we spent 23 years by choice and 2 years by force in Turkey. We still have very much in our hearts a call to the Muslim world. And so we're asking God to show us how we can be involved in helping the next generation of church planters who will go into not only Turkey, but into the areas that Turkey influenced, conquered, ruled over in the name of Islam, which is the old Ottoman Empire. So we want to see a new generation going out and taking the kingdom of God and starting churches. And we have been asking the Lord to show us how to do that, how to be involved, and where we should base so that we can do that. And we want to thank you as a church, while you've supported us so generously with finances, but also with prayer. And we've received so much prophetic ministry from this church. And that has made such a difference in our lives since 2010. And John has also been an older brother to me. I don't know if you have a word for that in Korean, John. I don't know. In Turkish, it's abi. He's been an older brother to me, and I go to him for counsel. And I'm so grateful for him and for all of you. This song, John said I don't perform it often. Actually, I have never sung it publicly.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'll be able to today.
Can I just say, while we give you just a minute, that you've made an investment in the purchase of a building in Turkey, a church building that we use, and that is continuing. And there's never been so much seed going out of that place.
And so I just want to let you know that your investment there goes on. And Kent is there. You all pray for him. Please continue. It really, this is a time of seed sowing. And we're just hearing a lot of people coming into the church, young people especially, saying, I no longer want to be a Muslim. I don't know what I am, but I no longer want to be a Muslim. And so there's been a breakthrough. I'm not saying we're at the harvest yet, but we are heading towards it.
I can speak about these things with no problem, and I don't break down, but when I'm with people I know, then I tend to become more emotional. So in August of 2017, at that time I was accused of being part of a terror group, and they could give 15 years in prison or more if they wanted to. But I was called into a special court session that was very rushed. They rushed me into it, and then informed me that I was also accused of military espionage, which was a 20-year sentence. And on top of that, of helping to lead a coup against the Turkish government and their constitution and their parliament, which was all three aggravated life sentences, which meant that I would be, there's no parole from that, and it meant that I would be in solitary confinement. And so that's three life sentences plus another 35 years, just to make sure. And that felt like a death sentence to me, and it really knocked me down. I had started to focus in on fighting for my relationship with God, because it had been suffocated by a lot of doubt and questions that I had. And I had begun to really fight for my relationship with God about in the previous month. So I was making progress, crawling my way toward God, and this knocked me down. Within a couple of weeks, I wrote this song. I'm not a songwriter. I've translated many songs into Turkish, but I haven't written. I expect this is the only song I'll write. And I was pacing back and forth, just crying out to God about my terrible loneliness and fear, a sense of loss, the idea that I could not see my family again, my children again, or my wife again, to be with her, and just crying out to God in my pain. And what came from my mouth then was, "You are worthy," and I was singing this to God, I was singing this out to Him, "but You are worthy. You're worthy of my all. You're worthy of my suffering. You're worthy of my pain. You're worthy of whatever I am losing or may lose for Your sake." I just started to sing. And so this was a heart song. It was never intended to be performed for anybody except for the Lord. And I just kept singing, and what the verses that I had here were pretty much what I sang that day. I didn't sit down trying to write a song for the Lord. And this became my declaration to Him. The things that I questioned, His love and His faithfulness, His goodness and His truth. And I decided I was going to declare all the things that I questioned and doubted, that I would declare the truth about God, that He does love, He is faithful, He is true, He is good all the time. So this became a declaration. It was also a declaration of surrender. A step of the will, a decision of my will to surrender to God. And because of that, it's also a love song to Him. And I began to sing it every day. I sang it every day for the rest of my imprisonment. And it was in very difficult circumstances. It was just concrete and razor wire. And I was alone. The only Christian that I had any contact with during those 2 years was Noreen on the visits that we had. So this was really my song to the Lord. Can I sing it for Him? Teach me to share in the fellowship of Your suffering. Lamb of God, You are worthy of my all. You are worthy, worthy of my all. Adopted as a son, a brother to my to be found worthy.
just want us to pray for Andrew and Noreen. Maybe Noreen and Andrew, if you could just come up to the front here. And if some of the friends of Andrew and Noreen, you know who you are, you could come up and lay your hands on them. And the rest, you could extend your hands. There is so much left. We were talking, and there is a before and after. The after is pretty amazing. It started with Turkey, and now it's the Ottoman Empire and the world. It started with a band of missionaries in Izmir. Now it's going to be generations from many nations. And I just declare the wave that they've been riding will also become a wave that they will start, and it's going to be quite amazing. And so, as a friend, but as someone who's praying and sensing, we are one of the most privileged, blessed people on the face of the earth. To be friends, to be with the Lord in His amazing kingdom work. Especially in places of utter darkness, God hasn't given up. And there is light, there's salvation, there's freedom, there's healing and hope. So we want to bless them. So let's just soak them in prayer. And I'll just close. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that the song that Andrew wrote for you, the song that he sang in our midst today, Lord, it's more than a song. It is a declaration of truth. It's an anthem of a life that says you are indeed worthy of everything, Lord. And we thank you that because of that truth, because of that proof, because of it, Lord, you are glorified. Because of that truth, your kingdom will continue to advance. So we pray for Andrew and Noreen, Lord, in the days ahead, that you would empower them and provide for them and pour out your joy and delight and anointing and power and favor. Let the doors of government and powers be open according to your will. Let the nations be shaken, Lord, and that the young people all around the world will be stirred with a calling similar. It will say back to you that you are worthy of it all, Lord. So even in our midst today, may the testimony, the life of Andrew and Noreen stir all of us, not just the young, all of us, to declare that you are worthy, you are good. You gave everything of worth for us. So we return our thanksgiving back to you with our faith and hope and love. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.